in the information theory community, there are people who are pure mathematicians, who are really just driven by the elegance of the field,
mm-hmm.
Who want to work on things because they see the innate beauty of what they're working on.
Mm-hmm.
I think a larger number, though, sort of go back and forth between pure theory, where there certainly is beauty,
mm-hmm.
But also the beauty leads into ideas of how you actually build systems. I mean, most of us who are involved in this kind of thing don't actually build the hardware ourselves,
mm-hmm.
And we don't even, or rarely even, get to the point of worrying about the kinds of chips. Hi. Okay, so where were we?
Yeah, well, we could rewind and listen, but we were talking about you were just saying that you and people you knew didn't actually build hardware,
mm-hmm.
And in fact, and I thought you were getting on to, well, actually, I wasn't sure where you were going.
Oh, there's a sort of a graduation.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there are these pure theoreticians who just work on the theory.
Mm-hmm.
There are a number of colleagues I have who have started their own companies, who are more entrepreneurial, who continue to do theoretical work, but who are also very involved in the implementation of things.
Mm-hmm.
But the people who work on this theory are typically people who I'm trying to say this right, because there's been, in the last 5 years, there's been enormous pressure on theoreticians,
mm-hmm.
An enormous sense that the theory is not necessary anymore, that people should be working on real things, that we should be educating people to work on real things.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess the view I've come up with in trying to think this through is that, yes, theoreticians should be interested in real problems, but it's not the theory which is important. The thing which is important is trying to understand what's fundamental about a problem,
mm-hmm.
Of being able to step back from the details, of stepping back from the from the particular things which are necessary in an implementation today because of the devices we have today for building things, and to understand what's important about building a system.
Mm-hmm.
To understand for a computer system what the relationship is between, for example, the communication on the bus and the processing that's going on, to find the right ways of looking at those problems. In a coding system, to find the right way of looking at modulation versus coding, which in a sense are really two ways of looking at the same thing.